Dell Small. I'm Doug Limerick. The stock market up just a little bit after big losses all week long. Home foreclosures up. New claims for jobless benefits jumped more than expected last week. The economic crisis subject of two congressional hearings going on right now. Live from Washington, ABC's Vic Ratner.
Doug, he calls this a once-in-a-century credit tsunami that could not have been predicted. Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chairman, warns a House panel there'll be a significant rise in layoffs and unemployment to come. Greenspan telling the panel it's going to be tough on American households. The administration is unveiling a new plan to help some of those households. Live to ABC's Ann Compton.
With pressure mounting, Vic, to do more for homeowners in danger of losing their houses, the Bush administration is expected to suggest to Congress a $40 billion sweetener. The FDIC may offer to share the losses with banks which rewrite troubled loans. This is on top of authority for the government to actually buy up and own bad home mortgages. Doug?
ABC's Ann Compton live. As usual, nearly two-thirds of all home foreclosures in this country in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. Politics. Senator John McCain going all out in Florida right now. Experts consider it a must-win for him. Senator Obama's in Indiana, but he'll soon be flying to Hawaii to be with his ailing grandmother. Very disturbing report on how many kids are graduating from high school nowadays. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
I now pronounce you graduate.
Doug, your child is less likely than you were to hear those words. The advocacy group Education Trust says the U.S. high school dropout rate is not getting any better. One in four kids is a high school dropout. The group says the U.S. is the only industrialized country where young people are less likely to graduate than their parents. Doug?
Phillies lead the Rays the World Series one game to zip. They wasted no time last night. Chase Utley hit a two-run homer, top half for the first, game two tonight. You're listening to ABC News.
The letter A could be for a lot of things. It could be for an action-packed, adrenaline-filled quad oval that's the antithesis of anticlimactic. Could be for the aches and pains of the chase for the Sprint Cup starting to add up. But after it's all over, A is for hauling asphalt with attitude. Because nothing about this A is automatic. So sit back in your armchair and acclimate yourself to the awesomeness that is Atlanta.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Atlanta, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I run about four,
maybe five push-ups is all I can do. But for my age, that's
normal is different for everyone. That's why Aetna offers its members wellness solutions for every stage of their health. From fitness programs to information to help manage an illness,
Aetna can help me feel and
stay healthier.
To learn more, go to Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health information programs provide general health information and are not a substitute for diagnosis or treatment by physician or other healthcare professional.
New wildfires in Southern California being fanned by Santa Ana winds. The danger of fire through Saturday. More deliberations today with the jury. The corruption trial of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Shakedown of Texas's 150,000 prison inmates turned up 13 cell phones they had been smuggled in. Something new and different in a series of CDs. Previously unreleased recordings of famous American and British authors and playwrights. Those recordings mainly from BBC broadcast. ABC's Linda Albin in London.
Ever wonder what your favorite writers and not their characters sound like? Well, close your eyes and listen to John Steinbeck on The Grapes of Wrath.
When I wrote The Grapes of Wrath, I was filled naturally with certain angers.
And what about playwright Arthur Miller remembering the first time he set eyes on blonde bombshell Marilyn Monroe?
She was weeping, and she was so striking.
And the master of crime writing, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
I thought I would try my hand at writing a story where the hero would treat crime as Dr. Bell treated disease.
And the result, of course, was Sherlock Holmes. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Grand Junction, Colorado may not be 101 Dalmatians, but 16 Great Dane puppies are a handful, to be sure. Stephanie Pino says they require
constant cleaning. I think we figured out it was 1,600 puppy pads in less than 5 weeks. And that's not counting all the newspapers we recycled.
Much pup, 16. This is ABC News.
In the KGO News Time, 7:04, it's Thursday. It's October 23rd. Good morning to you. I'm Ed Baxter.
And for Jennifer Jones, I'm Brett Burkhardt. Our top stories.
I'm RJ Perelman in San Francisco, where the Nike women's marathon runner with the fastest time, but who did not win, is now being called a winner.
A Contra Costa County mother of three is missing, and police are asking for your help. And families raising foster kids in California may have been underpaid. We'll explain coming up.
You know, the U.S. government awards money to small businesses to, you know, kind of help them get it going and help the little guy along. Is Dell a small business? Is Lockheed Martin a... Well, there's some controversy going on. We'll be on the KGO Live line. Stan, what's coming up?
In Richmond Parkway at Gertrude, three-car accident reported there. And in San Mateo, northbound 101 at Kehoe, stall. More on the 8th.
Warm temperatures for October. Leo in 5, KGO News Time 705.
Well, she ran the race in the fastest time, but did not win. And now KGO's RJ Perelman is live in San Francisco to report the Nike's Women's Marathon says Arian O'Connell will be getting a trophy anyway.
Yeah, Brett, her time was 11 minutes better than the woman who won, but because O'Connell was not registered as an elite runner, she was not declared the winner of last Sunday's Nike Women's Marathon. And it sparked such a firestorm that Nike is doing two things about it. One, they are sending O'Connell a trophy and calling her a winner, but not the winner. And two, they are doing away with the elite runner category next year, starting all runners at the same time instead of starting the elite runners with a 20-minute head start. Now, since the Nike event is a fundraiser for cancer research, there is no issue of prize money here because it's all for a good cause. Reporting live in San Francisco from KGO News Car 3, I'm RJ Perelman, KGO Radio News.
KGO Radio News Time 7:06. An Alameda County woman has been missing for nearly a month, and her case has investigators stumped. AGO's Chris Brecher reports the missing woman is Susan Maunder.
She's part of the family that runs the gun range inside Anthony Chabot Regional Park, and so she lives in the park, and East Bay Park Police Sergeant Tyrone Davis is in charge of the case.
She has three kids at home, and nobody's seen or heard from her since the 27th of September. It's rather odd to me.
She was headed to a church meeting that day, but she never arrived.
We found the vehicle, I think, 2 weeks later at a parking ride lot in Castro Valley. There's nothing in the vehicle that would indicate that something happened to her.
So far, there's no evidence of any crime here. In fact, it looks like Susan Maunder left home intentionally. But her friends and relatives and the police would like to know that for sure so they can stop worrying about her. I'm Chris Brecher, KGO Radio News.
KGO Radio News Time 7:07. A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered California to recalculate the way it determines how much to reimburse foster parents for child care. The judge says the state's current payments are violating the Child Welfare Act. A poll shows a ballot measure that would ban gay marriage in California is trailing heading into the final days before the November election. The poll by the Public Policy Institute shows 44% of those who were asked support Proposition 8, 52% oppose it. 7:07 at KGO, several alleged gang members of notorious street gangs with roots in El Salvador are behind bars following federal raids in San Francisco, Richmond, and South San Francisco. The raids targeted a San Francisco-based faction of the MS-13 gang. And while Contra Costa County Sheriff's deputies conduct their investigation, members of an East Bay ranch family are hoping their neighbors and listeners can help track down the shooter who killed two prized horses. KGO's Greg Edmonds is following this story.
Yeah, you can't put into words how devastating this is. And you can even hear my voice choking up.
Someone approached the fence line of the Roundtree Ranch along Collier Canyon Road north of Livermore and shot two horses. Choctaw was shot in the heart. Lucky was shot in the abdomen.
Shooting a horse that's standing there at point-blank range with a low-caliber rifle, you don't get any worse than that.
Greg Roundtree says his father rode Choctaw as part of the Shriner Mounted Patrol and in many parades.
So these are the silver saddles that are in the unit that a number of folks ride in various parades, such as the Rose Parade, as well as the Grand National Rodeo and those different events.
The Roundtrees are offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the gunman in this double horse shooting. I'm Greg Edmonds, KGO Radio News.
And the KGO News Time 7:08. All right, let's get you back to traffic and weather in KGO's Stan Burford.
We start down south in King City, Highway 146 at Pinnacles Road. A train struck an empty van. It appears by the authorities, at least first guess, it may have just been left empty on the tracks. Coming up into San Jose, out of Morgan Hill, and looking at your South Bay run, Jetcopter 810 and Michael Inn.
Northbound 101 through Morgan Hill is looking good, continues good till past Capitol Expressway. Once you get to 280, just north of there, 101 is heavy, Alabrock, all the way up past 880. 280 through downtown, a little bit crowded too. I'm Michael Inn, KGO, Jetcopter 810.
Dumbarton Bridge heading to the peninsula, Gary Hansen.
Westbound 84 moving well through Newark. Just a few cars delay at the toll plaza, then you're good to go across it. Palo Alto.
San Mateo Bridge heading to Foster City, the Osh super commuter. John Whalen.
Both directions really of 92 looking very, very nice. No delay to get over to the
Nimitz if you're eastbound, and it's a really nice ride both directions between 880 and 101.
Into Castor Valley, southbound, 238 at East 14th. Big rig versus car. It is an injury accident, and it's all to the right-hand shoulder. A 66-quart Halloween tote, available in purple or orange, only $8.97.
Halloween tort.
That's what this
66-quart tort. That's really big.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You have the entire neighborhood over.
That's about five attorneys worth.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, man.
This is a tote. Actually, I had to look this up because I couldn't figure out what it was. It's a large plastic box.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you put all your Halloween decorations in it for storage.
You could put a tart in a tort.
Yeah, there you could do that, too.
Yes.
It's all available at Osh. Goodbye. Yeah,
thank you, bye. 710 at KGO, and KGO's Leo Cellino, and we're going to be toting around some high temperatures today.
Record-breaking temperatures are very possible for this afternoon. All along the coast, mostly in the 80s. We're going to keep it that way again for this afternoon. Maybe one or two in the 90s. And the one feature that we saw overnight, which was lacking this morning, was the fact that we didn't have any strong winds. Strongest winds I had was just before midnight, anywhere from about 22 to 26 over Mount Diablo. Otherwise, in the last hour or two, winds have been anywhere from 1 to about 9 miles an hour, and it stays that way for the rest of the afternoon, too. Right now, we're looking at temperatures along the coast, as we said earlier, mostly in the 80s, but one or two could be back in the 90s for this afternoon. Tomorrow now, and again on Saturday, the coastal temperatures will start to cool off, but still remains very warm for the inland areas, mostly in the 80s to upper 80s, near 90 degrees right through Saturday afternoon. We do have a possible change in the weather systems coming up again for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. 20% chance of maybe some rain developing as early as Thursday afternoon. 30% chance for Halloween itself. And we'll update that again for tomorrow, and again next Monday and Tuesday. Jim in Boulder Creek is clear, 45 degrees. Tess in Belmont, 54 degrees and clear. Pat in San Bruno, 59 degrees. And Steve just called in from Inverness Park, calm, clear, and 52 degrees after high yesterday of 83 degrees.
Okay, sir. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
KGO's Leo Cellino, Santa Rosa up to 90 degrees. San Rafael to 86 degrees. Berkeley will get up to 89 degrees. San Francisco, 88. In the East Bay, Concord to 88 degrees. Pleasanton to 90 degrees. On the peninsula, Redwood City, 86. San Jose, 87 degrees. And Leo with the First Republic Bank Weather Report. Personal banking, business banking, wealth management at First Republic Bank. It is a privilege to serve you. The KGO Newstime 712.
Coming up, we'll update that fire that's burning near the Getty Center Museum in West Los Angeles.
I'm Jennifer Hodges in the South Bay, where city officials and the police officers union can't seem to agree on a new contract.
And is this changing definition, or is somebody just screwing up? How do you get large corporations designated as small businesses? We'll be on the KGO Live line.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at adoptuskids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
KGN News Time, 7:14. Good morning. I'm Ed Baxter with Brett Burkhardt. Jennifer Jones off. More news of the Bay, the West, and the world.
A wildfire burning through grass and brush this morning a few miles from the Getty Center Museum in West Los Angeles. The 405 freeway that was shut down for hours has been reopened. It was opened about 20 minutes ago, and at least 150 acres have burned. Talks between San Jose's police officer union and the city have reached an impasse over a new labor contract. And as KGO's Jennifer Hodges reports, there's a possibility a mediator will have to be brought in.
Well, the city of San Jose is dealing with a budget deficit, but it's also dealing with a rising crime rate. And right now, the city and police officers union can't seem to agree on a contract. If an arbitrator is brought in, that person would decide pay and benefits for the 1,400-member force, and that decision would be final. Last year, an arbitrator settled the firefighters' contract, upsetting city officials by awarding richer pensions for those retired. The police officers union says that they're losing recruits to nearby city who have better pay and better benefits. Reporting live in the South Bay, I'm Jennifer Hodges, KGO Radio News.
And the KGO News time is exactly 7:16. Small business contracts. U.S. government tries to help out the littler guy and gal in figure business, but the Washington Post is reporting that Lockheed Martin and Dell have gotten small business help, in quotes. On the KGO Live line is Lloyd Chapman, president of American Small Business League, based in Petaluma. Hello, Lloyd. How are you?
Morning.
All right. Is this just a definition of changing, i.e. mergers or titles? Is it confusing, or are they just screwing up?
Well, there's been five federal investigations that say it's fraud. So okay. As early as 1995, the SBA Inspector General looked at the situation and found that companies were intentionally misrepresenting themselves to get government contracts illegally. Just this summer, the Department of the Interior released investigation that found they were giving Fortune 500 corporations small business contracts, and they found that it was two reasons, that divisions of Fortune 500 corporations had intentionally put themselves in the government's database as a small business, and that federal contracting officials, even though they had received extensive training on how to make sure the data was accurate, went around established systems so they could report awards to Fortune 500 corporations as small business awards. So it appears to be intentional.
So, yeah, but you have the Small Business Administration. You have, you mentioned it, Terry. You have the General Services Administration. You have the Pentagon contracts. You have, I mean, are they just looking the other way, or can't they read numbers?
Well, I think they're doing it intentionally. You know, the government has a congressionally mandated 23% small business goal. And the way the current administration has decided to reach that goal is to include contracts to Fortune 500 corporations. Now, this investigation that came out from the Washington Post is about, oh, gosh, I've seen this exact same story written at least 12 times, starting back in 2002. So it's very hard for them to say that these are mistakes, because literally this same story came out in 2002 and 2003. It's been on ABC, CBS, CNN.
So what does this take? Does this take legislation? Does it take Congress? What does it take?
It takes legislation. Okay. In fact, Senator Obama came out in February with a specific statement and said it's time to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. And I challenge anybody to try to find that on his website. It's buried so deep you need a bloodhound and a GPS system to find it. But I think that, hopefully the next administration will address it. But, yeah, there definitely needs to be legislation. And let's just think about this logically. So this is up to $100 billion a year in federal contracts that should be going to legitimate small businesses in California and every other state that have been diverted to Fortune 500 corporations.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, well, okay. All right, well, hopefully they will do something. Lloyd, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate
sure thing.
It. Thank you. Lloyd Chapman, president of American Small Business League, 718 KGO.
Traffic on the 8, and in just a moment we'll check in with Alan Greenspan. He's testifying in front of Congress right now and has some pretty stark predictions. Right now, Stan Burford with a look at the roads around the Bay Area.
And over in the East Bay, watch out for the fire department. They're rolling MacArthur Boulevard at 84th. We have a fire reported there. Westbound 580 east of Strobridge, Castro Valley, motorcycle versus car, activity right-hand shoulder, injuries are involved. Eastbound 238 at East 14th, truck versus car, right-hand shoulder, injuries are involved. Look at 880 coming out of the South Bay. Jack Copter 810 and Michael Lynn.
I have a good look at traffic between Milpitas and Fremont. north and southbound 880 in good shape right now, Dan.
Over to the South Bay on the western side, Highway 85, Los Gatos overhead, Gary Hansen.
Starting to slow down a little bit here for northbound Highway 85 from Almaden all the way up to Winchester.
And on 101, Redwood City heading slowly down toward the Dumbarton Bridge, the Osh Super Commuter, John Whalen.
Yeah, I just exited at Marsh so I can make my way over to the bridge. It's been a great ride in both directions. Between here and 92, southbounders have caught a break so far because it's still a few more minutes before that sun pops up, and then everybody will slow down.
More traffic on the 8s. I'm Stan Burford, KGO Radio News.
We're looking at some record temperatures possible today. Highs mostly in the 70s and 80s, and that's at the coast. If you're by the bay, 80s and then 80s and 90s in the warmest inland areas. Cool down begins at least on the coast tomorrow, and that'll last through Sunday.
And the KGO News time is 7:20. Brett mentioned, Alan Greenspan is speaking to Congress. Why don't we dip in, Tommy? Can we do that? And he has some really stark numbers. He's saying that we're not going to recover for a while.
That they never put their shareholders' capital at risk, and hence did not have the incentive to evaluate the credit quality of what they were selling. Pressures on lenders to supply more paper collapsed subprime underwriting standards from 2005 forward. Uncritical acceptance of credit ratings by purchasers of these toxic assets has led to huge losses. It was the failure to properly price such risky assets that precipitated the crisis. In recent decades, a vast risk management and pricing system has evolved, combining the best insights of mathematicians and finance experts, supported by major advances in computer and communications technology.
Okay, that is Alan Greenspan, and he is addressing Congress with some pretty dire prognostications. He says that the current financial crisis is a once-in-a-century tsunami, and he said it's going to take a long time for us to dig out of it.
Yeah, he says home prices stabilization is necessary for the crisis to end, but he says the end is many months away.
Rich Walkoff has sports coming up.
Yeah, the Red Hot Phillies fueled by Cole. That's Cole Hamels winning game one. We'll hear from him next on KGO.
Here's another smart way. Yahoo Search helps to get straight to your answers. Type the words gas price and your zip code to see the cheapest gas near you. Try it at yahoo.com.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about
them. That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
I'd come to your doghouse with coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips to help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
And the KGO News time is 7:24 Sports here, brought to you by Stevens Creek BMW. Buying the ultimate driving machine is a no-brainer. Great car, but where to buy it? Well, a little harder. Stevens Creek BMW expect more, and they deliver. Rich?
Well, the World Series, so much for the week layoff hurting the Phillies. I mean, they were just playing some great ball last night, and Cole Hamels was dealing. I mean, that changeup baffling the Rays and the ace lefty of the Philly staff. Going seven innings, giving up only two runs. The two-run homer from Chase Utley set the stage. Phillies hang on for a 3-2 win. Hamill is now 4-0 in the postseason with an earned run average of 1.55.
These are tremendous hitters, and they can definitely hit the fastball. And so it kind of plays into my strength, which, you know, keeping them off balance with my off-speed pitch, I have to do. And, you know, I had to throw it for strikes, and I was able to do so.
Yeah, Carlos Pena, along with B.J. Upton and Evan Longoria, the heart of the Rays lineup, were combined 0-for-12 against the Phillies. There's Carlos.
They did a great job. They were aggressive on the base paths. They got the opportunity, you know, the hits when they needed them, you know, and they got some breaks too. You know, hats off to them. They played a better ball game than us.
Yeah, that one key break in the sixth inning and then a pickoff of Pena, and apparently a balk. He clearly, Hamels made a move to home plate and then threw it to first. Rays manager Joe Maddon.
I mean, I thought it was clearly a balk. You could get kicked out for arguing a balk. So even what I did was inappropriate. But nevertheless, I had to take that chance right there because it was really, I was adamant that I thought he had bought.
Yeah, well, then you have that great Phillies bullpen. They shut the door. So game two tonight, James Shields. They call him Big Game James for the Rays against the Phillies veteran righty Brett Myers. And, you know, I was making comparison of the Rays to the 69 Miracle Mets that beat the Orioles. Well, they lost game one of the World Series, too, and won the next four. We'll see how that shapes up. The Sharks last night in a wild shootout 7-6 win over the Flyers, who are up 6-4. Philly tied it in the final seconds. And Jeremy Roenick, the former Flyers star with the game winner in the shootout. Patty Marleau, two goals and two assists as well. Rich Walkow for KGO Radio Sports. Buy four Michelin tires this week at Big O and receive a free emergency roadside kit.
And the KGO News Time 726.
Lynn Jimenez with your money live from the NYSE in San Francisco next, along with traffic on the 8s.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136. That's 1-800-710-1136.
KGO Radio and Osh want you to win a ride across the skies of the San Francisco Bay in the KGO Jetcopter 810. This is your opportunity to ride with a KGO traffic reporter and help spot traffic in the Bay Area. Stop by your local participating Osh store to enter to win for a chance to be a KGO traffic spotter. Osh, California's favorite home improvement store. For a list of participating stores, complete contest rules, and for more information, go to osh.com or kgoradio.com.
KGO News Time 728.
Well, if you listen to Money News, you may think the sky is falling, but KGO's Lynn Jimenez says it's not.
No, it's not, Brett. It's true. Jobless claims rose this week. Foreclosures rose last quarter. Stock markets have lost value. Some retirement plans are in danger, but let's put things into perspective with help from the Conference Board's Ken Goldstein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I ask which one we're in, what's the difference between a recession and a depression?
It amounts to how intense the decline gets. Remember, back in the Great Depression, we had 20-25% unemployment rates. This time around, we think we might top out at about 7.5%. There's a big difference.
So we're most likely experiencing a recession. What's going on?
Well, it's not a usual recession. This is indeed very unusual, both in terms of how deep it gets, but far more in terms of how long. 12 months into a soft economy, we're now looking at a contraction that may last another 12 months.
Ouch. All right. Will Bernanke and Paulson's fixes work?
Well, it has worked at least to some extent in terms of opening up the credit markets a little bit. A second stimulus program will help also. But more than anything else, what really will help is the fact that, you know, we've been through bad times before. We're still here. We'll survive this one, too.
All right. Our thanks to Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board. The sky is not falling. The Dow isn't either. It's up 24 at 85.43. NASDAQ down 7. The S&P 500 flat at 897. At the NYSE San Francisco, that's your money. I'm Lynn Jimenez, KGO Radio News.
Yeah, the sky is not falling, Lynn, but you have Alan Greenspan now in front of Congress, in essence, saying it is. The markets have taken a dump since he's been speaking. I mean, you know,
well, actually,
really getting
no,
mixed messages.
The market hasn't turned negative. Only NASDAQ has. And you have to understand that the head Fed says, a very sophisticated man economically now says he's shocked at this.
Yeah, well, that's right. And what I mean by dump is, you know, it had gone into, and I know that it's just volatile anyway.
Right.
But it had gone from like 60 points up down to just about even, and now it's starting to recover a little bit again. Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it responds,
you know,
I guess is my point.
I guess the difference that we're trying to make here that Ken Goldstein made to me earlier this morning is times are really nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not diminishing that, nor is he. But if you compare it to what happened in 1929 through 1945, we're still a lot better off.
Got it. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Let's check with KGO Stan Burford and traffic.
In Fremont, Noma called southbound 880 near Thornton. Accident, right-hand lane for a while. They're trying to get him off to the right-hand shoulder. Check out for 810 into Castro Valley. Has troubles. Motorcycle down. She's overhead. Michael Lynn.
It's actually a double whammy. First of all, westbound 580 before Castro Valley Park Station. Two right lanes are still closed. Two left lanes are open. Motorcycle is still down on the ground. Beyond that, 238 heading toward Hayward. An accident just got moved. You're backed up in the Dublin Canyon before Eaton Canyon Road. Stop and go all the way through Castro Valley and out 238. I'm Michael Lynn.
To the Dumbarton Bridge. He's driving at the Osh Super Commuter, John Whalen.
We're in westbound 84. University seems to be the off-ramp of choice when you get across the water. You may have to sit in those two left lanes through maybe one or two light changes.
To and through the Coyote Valley, that's southern San Jose, Gary Hansen.
Northbound 101, moving very well out of Morgan Hill, up through the Coyote Valley into San Jose.
A 66-quart Halloween tote available in purple or orange, now only $8.97 at Osh. Complete Home and Garden. I'm Stan Burford, KGO Radio News.
Record temperatures possible today. Today's highs mostly 70s, 80s at the coast, 80s Bay, 80s and 90s in the warmest inland areas. And the coast tomorrow through Sunday, some cooling. What's coming up, Brett?
Yeah, John McCain is on the stump. Barack Obama preparing to head to Hawaii. And we'll tell you why Ellen DeGeneres is dancing with Barack Obama.
Okay. And Brian Copeland. I'm seeing his name all over Walnut Creek, man. I mean, you know,
everybody's right on the side of the lecture center there.
Yeah, you can't. Well, no, when the sign's going up Ignacio Valley, and for good reason. We'll bug him about it though in about 15 minutes on KGO. Not a genuine black man.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. People who are sick and tired of wasting money on acne products that just don't work. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. Find out how to get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now toll-free 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Writing Engineers Union.
The KGO Morning News continues with Ed Baxter and Jennifer Jones.
Brett Burkhardt in for Jen, and this portion of the KGO Morning News brought to you by Hotels.com makes booking the perfect hotel room easy. Hotels.com, they know hotels inside and out. These are top stories at the bottom of the hour.
And as you heard from KGO's Lynn Jimenez, stocks are rebounding in early trading after the previous session. Investors are reacting to some earnings reports released today. Patrick Casey is a trader with W.J. Blum & Sons.
None of these numbers that are coming in, with the exception of maybe Apple, makes you say, hey, you know what? This company looks like it's on solid footing. It's something I really want to own.
The economic downturn has layaway making a comeback at some stores. Stores are banking on the idea that a lot of people are crunched for cash and will feel better about paying for something big a little at a time rather than racking up debt. Some shoppers like Raina Hansford, says they're ready.
Yeah, I've already got my coupons ready for those, 30% off, like $150 purchase or something, yeah.
A new foreclosure report out today seems to show things are getting better across the country, but ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles reports the numbers are deceiving.
A new California law that delayed foreclosures for 30 days lowered the numbers, but overall in the third quarter of this year, foreclosures rose by over 70%, a massive increase, says Rick Sharg at Realty Track, the company that compiled the numbers.
The states with the biggest problems continue to be California, Nevada, Florida, Arizona, Ohio, and Michigan.
One out of every 178 homes here in California received a foreclosure notice in September.
Polls show the race in Florida between John McCain and Barack Obama is a close one. McCain will be the central part of the state, even as voters have already started hitting the polls. Barack Obama holds a rally in Indiana before leaving the campaign trail to visit his sick grandmother in Hawaii.
In the meantime, look who's cutting a rug. Barack Obama going toe-to-toe with Ellen DeGeneres today.
Barack Obama will be on the Ellen DeGeneres show today. Ellen, of course, dances to a tune at the beginning of each show. Obama will join her in dancing to James Brown's Get Up Off of That Thing.
Michelle may be a better dancer than me, but I'm convinced I'm a better dancer than John McCain.
Get up off of that thing!
Back in May, John McCain appeared on the show. He and DeGeneres discussed his opposition to gay marriage. Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
And we'll see whether she does the same with Barack Obama. KGO News Time 736.
Traffic on the 8s in 2 minutes, along with your forecast from Leo Chilino. We think you're going to like it.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-507-7991 for your free tape. Call 1-800-507-7991. 1-800-507-7991.
Weather on the way. Maintenance on your heating and AC unit is so important. Right now, the pros at ABC Cooling and Heating are running a tune-up special. Just $79. ABC is your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Turn to the experts with Carrier and get up to $1,950 in factory and utility rebates while funds last. Warming hearts and cooling homes for 50 years. Call on ABC 888-893-COOL, abccooling.com.
And the KGO News Time is 738. All right, let's get you back on the commute and KGO's Stan Burford.
Injury accident, Castor Valley. Lanes are still blocked and overhead with details. Jetcopter 810 and Michael Lynn.
Westbound 580 before the Castro Valley BART station. The two right lanes are still closed down. Ambulance is there and a motorcycle is down in the roadway with the rider also down. You've got the two left lanes moving but you're backed up well into the Dublin Canyon, well before Eden Canyon Road. I'm Michael NKGO, Jack Copter 810.
Newark, southbound 880, the Ash Supercommuter, John Whalen.
Just came off the Dakota on-ramp and heading now towards Thornton and not doing real well speed-wise. The far left lane, they're doing okay. The rest of us are kind of sluggish.
Downtown San Jose, northbound 280 at 7th Street, stall center, divide 101 South Bay. Overhead, Gary Hansen.
Slow and go patches northbound 101 starting before Tully down toward Brokaw.
More traffic on the 8th. I'm Stan Burford, KGO Radio News.
KGO Radio News time 7:39. The KGO Morning News, and I imagine restaurants with outdoor seatings will be packed today for lunch. Leo Cellino is in the KGO Weather Lab. Hi, Leo.
Hi, Brad. As a matter of fact, it'll be a great day at the coast for this afternoon, too, with the coastal temperatures. Beach temperatures are all in the 80s for this afternoon. Possibly one or two at 90 degrees for this afternoon. The last time we had any rain in the Bay Area was this month right here. It was on the 4th of October itself, and we had as much as an inch and a half of rain up in the North Bay and over in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Otherwise, traces of rain elsewhere, but as much as about a 1,500th of an inch in and around the Bay itself. And then previous to that, we had some scattered showers on the 21st of June, but that was mostly isolated showers and thunderstorms. Next chance of rain we're going to have, maybe next Thursday, about a 20% chance. Next Friday, which is Halloween, about a 30% chance, but we'll update that tomorrow and again on Monday and Tuesday. Currently, right now, we're looking at mostly 50s and 60s along the coast, but for this afternoon, we'll have 70s, 80s, and possibly one or two 90s along the coast for this afternoon. Very warm weather continues inland for tomorrow and again on Saturday, but slightly cooler tomorrow and again on Saturday afternoon along the coast. Sabrina up at Forestville, 42 degrees and clear up there. Jim at Pacifica, 63 degrees. John in Inverness, 55 degrees. Sarah in San Mateo, 52 degrees. Ray in Morgan Hill, also 52 degrees for this morning.
All right, thanks a lot, Leah. We'll talk to you in 30.
Thank you.
All right, the First Republic Bank Weather Report, personal banking, business banking, wealth management at First Republic Bank. It's a privilege to serve you.
And the KGO News time is 7:41. Not a genuine black man. A big anniversary for Brian Copeland. I know if you live in Contra Costa, you're tired of seeing his face. But we'll ask him about it coming up on KGO. Hey, it's time to buy BMW. Announcing every in-stock 2008 BMW is now eligible for 0.9 APR through the end of the month. That is a no-brainer to buy BMW. What does take a little thought is where to buy, and it's actually pretty easy. At Stevens Creek BMW, you can expect more, and they deliver. Stevens Creek BMW is the number one dealer in Northern California for new car sales, and that doesn't just happen. Stevens Creek BMW provides luxury, quality, and care. BMW's full maintenance and warranty programs add value. And now every in-stock 08 BMW is at 0.9 APR through the end of the month. Now's the time. Add fuel efficiency. SC BMW has 8 new models engineered to get at least 28 MPG highway. BMW, more than any other luxury brand. And at Stevens Creek BMW, schedule service online. Borrow a loaner vehicle. Drop off your car early or late when it's convenient for you. This is really good. Stevens Creek BMW. Expect more. They deliver. Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara, online at scbmw.com. Financing available through BMW Financial Service with approval of above average credit. 742 KGO.
Hey guys, Clinton Kelly here. Here's my number one tip for fall. Don't miss the Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale.
You'll save 30 to 50% on great clothes for work or weekends. Find the season's best designer suits, sport coats, and pants. And stock up on shirts, ties, and shoes. Plus, print a savings pass at Macy's.com for an extra 20% savings. Some exclusions apply. Details in store. Hurry, our sale is going on now.
My advice, if you want to look great this fall, head on over to the Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale.
Do you owe the IRS or state $10,000 or more? Do you live every day in fear of having your wages garnished, your bank account and property seized, of losing everything? Don't let the IRS ruin your life. You have options and can fix your tax problems, but you must act now. U.S. Tax Relief is a nationwide firm helping people resolve their tax debt. We have the knowledge and experience to help you settle your tax problems for good. Call our debt relief hotline today at 1-800-929-2030 for a free consultation. Tax Relief has helped thousands of clients by taking advantage of special settlement programs. Don't hide from the IRS and live your life in fear another day. Waiting will only make your tax problems worse. Call now for a free consultation and see if you qualify for less than you owe at 1-800-929-2030. That's 1-800-929-2030. Let our Tax Relief specialists help you get a fresh start. Call 1-800-929-2030. Again, 1-800-929-2030.
dot org.
And the KGO News Time, 744. Good morning to you. I'm Ed Baxter with Brett Burkhart. Jennifer Jones is off. More news of the Bay, the West, and the world.
Well, it was a story we first heard on KGO. A spray-painted SUV parked in front of the home of Prop 8 supporters. Now, that SUV has been moved. KGO's Jennifer Hodges updates us on the story from our South Bay Bureau.
They washed off the Bigots Live Here that had been painted on the window and drove away. Bob Sundstrom's family was targeted because of their large Yes on 8 sign on their house. Sundstrom never touched the SUV for the 3 days it sat in front of his home.
I just don't want it to go any further. There's no reason for we're trying to calm it down, to fuse it down, not amp it up.
Police had threatened to tow the SUV if it wasn't moved. Sundstrom says the entire episode still upsets him.
Everybody wants to be heard as a differing view. You want tolerance. Well, if we're going to want tolerance, then we need to expect to be tolerant as well.
In the South Bay, I'm Jennifer Hodges, KGO Radio News.
And the KGO News Time is 7:45. Well, Lynn Jimenez, so our conversation just about 15 minutes ago, and she talks about the zigzagging market. It's now up over 200 points, the Dow Industrial. So very interesting, because it did go down as Greenspan began to talk, and now it's back up again. So maybe the markets aren't listening. Okay, let's check with a guy who should be absolutely ashamed of himself. Brian Copeland is on the KGO Live Line. I'm driving up Ignacio Valley, and I see this big poster of Brian Copeland. I'm saying, I can't get rid of this guy. You're all over the place.
He should be me in front of a mirror. You're sick of looking at me.
hey, congratulations, buddy. This is show number 500 tomorrow night at the Lesher Center in Walnut Creek, and not a genuine black man. This is one hell of an achievement, and sincerely, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's another milestone. We hit the record a couple of years ago for the longest running solo show in the history of Bay Area theater, and this is another one. They say no solo show's ever done 500 performances before. So tonight I get 490. I mean, I've been in bed with the flu all week, so my voice is back. I pray. But tonight's 499, tomorrow's 500. We were supposed to close this run out last weekend, and the crowds have been nice and folks have been great, so we're going to go another month and close November the 30th. So we'll do one more month out of Lesher, and then you can I'll put my pictures down, and you won't look at me anymore. You won't look at my face anymore.
Hey, when you compare that first show you did and then the show you're going to do tomorrow night, how much has it changed?
The biggest changes, Brett, have been in that I found better ways of getting my mouth around the line, evoking the emotion that I need to get out of a reaction out of a particular line or phrase, and I've become a much better actor. That's one thing. I've really done a lot of character work, because I do 34 characters throughout the course of the piece. And to make them all, you know, different and distinctive, and you know, what's neat is a lot of blind people come to the show and they say that, you know, that they, you know, not being able to see it, they can differentiate and know who's who, you know, and that without, you know, having to see my facial expressions or gestures, and that's a really nice compliment.
We've known each other for a long time. You are one of the most sincere people that I know. This is tough stuff. Your life has not been a bed of roses. I think people know that by now. You've been through some real tough times, but doing this thing 500 times, you mentioned the name actor. My perception, and maybe you're just so good, is that you're not acting. I mean, does this still emotionally get to you? It seems like it does.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. Because there, you know, if you haven't seen the play, it's a roller coaster ride. It's got several themes. The central theme is dealing with what it was like to grow up as one of the first black families in San Leandro in the early 70s, when it was 99% white and militantly racist, and being 8 years old and frisked by police and, you know, fighting eviction. And plus, you know, I'm dealing with the, you know, physical abuse at home and all these other things. And, you know, it's funny 1 minute and it's heavy the next.
Yeah.
But the really difficult emotional stuff, it really is acting, because I've got to go to that place in order to make it real for the audience. And the hard thing is, I don't do the show more than 4 days a week on average. I mean, I'll do it 4 days a week. On occasion, I might do a fifth show. But I noticed is that, you know, when I was in New York, when I did it off Broadway for, we did 100 and some odd performances off Broadway, and I was doing 8 shows a week off-Broadway twice on Saturday, twice on Sunday, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Emotionally, it started to gnaw at my soul. I can't beat my mother twice on Saturday and twice on Sunday.
Right.
I mean, it's hard. November's going to be brutal that same way, because the first half of the week, I'm taking a show back to Hollywood. Rob Reiner's hosting a big Hollywood coming out party,
wow,
opening night for me thing. And I'm going to do Tuesdays and Wednesdays in Hollywood and then the rest of the week at Lesher. So that's going to be kind of a brutal month. But generally, you know, just because I have to go to that place, it's hard. I can't do it more than 4 days a week usually.
Yeah, okay. All right. And if I remember correctly, are you sold out? Are the tickets available for tonight and tomorrow night?
They sure are. The tickets are available tonight and tomorrow. And again, we just announced through the 30th. So if you can't come tonight or tomorrow, tickets are available through the end of November.
Okay.
Call the Lester Center, 925-943-SHOW.
Oh, I remembered it. Good. Okay.
Yeah, 925-943-SHOW. Or okay. If you go to BrianCopeland.com, there's a link that'll take you to the Lester box office to buy tickets.
Guy even has his own damn website. Jesus.
Okay. And okay. I'm going to take those pictures off Ignacio Valley, and I'm going to bring them to your house.
Okay, Brian. Thank you.
Janet will love them.
Well, she does love you, actually, but that's a different story. Okay, have a good time. Congratulations, man, and I know you'll feel better, and you're going to be in the character. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tom. Way to go, Brian.
Okay, Brian Copeland. Let's check traffic, shall we?
Yeah, he's still funny when he's sick. That says a lot. Stan Burford's in the KGO 24-hour
traffic. Or he's sick when he's funny. I don't know.
That's true.
Probably both. San Carlos Industrial at Holly. An accident. San Carlos Police Department on scene. Just the perfect kind of accident that nobody likes. One driver, no license, no insurance. Highway 880 Fremont overhead, Gary Hansen.
Southbound 880, we're seeing pretty slow traffic getting past the Doobie plant from Auto Mall all the way down to Dixon Landing Road.
Getting a little bit better in Castro Valley overhead, Jetcopter 810 and Michael Lynn.
It just got much better. Westbound 580 before the Castro Valley BART station. The accident this moment cleared up. We're over the scene. But in the meantime, you are backed up now well into the Dublin Canyon all the way to Castro Valley BART station. And then you're going to heavy up again right around 238 and continue slow toward Hayward. Stan?
KGO Radio and Osh wants you to win a ride in the KGO Jetcopter and be a traffic spotter. Stop by your local participating Osh store to enter and win. Complete contest rules and information, KGOradio.com. I'm Stan Burford, KGO Radio News.
And KGO's Leo Cellino calling for some record-breaking temperatures possible today, especially inland when highs will be up to 90 in the warm spots. Along the coast, 70s and 80s, and by the bay, expect highs in the 80s.
All right, what's going on, Rich?
Well, new coach Mike Singletary, a little shake-up, wake-up for the Niners. We'll hear from Takeo Spikes on that, and Tom Cable on a resurgent Jamarcus Russell. So new coaches, new attitude, maybe some new results, huh?
Stop putting off that oil change. Get to AutoZone for 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and Bosch oil filter for just $17.99. See store for restrictions and details. Get to AutoZone.
760,000 jobs have been lost, but one organization is adding people in record numbers. Stop worrying about paying bills and take control of your future at incomeathome55.com. We're not like those get-rich-quick emails. This is a solid opportunity. And to prove it, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 today just for checking us out at incomeathome55.com. You've heard about us for years on America's top radio stations. This is the real deal. We're affiliated with a New York Stock Exchange company with a solid 28-year reputation. Run your business from your computer in the convenience of your living room. We provide personal one-on-one mentoring to guide you. If you're worried about your job, if your dream is to make serious, potentially life-changing money, part-time or full-time from home, we want to hear from you. And remember, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 just for visiting incomeathome55.com today. That's incomeathome55.com. Income at home, 55.com.
Wayne Barty and Candy Headquarters.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
KGO News Time at 7:54. Let's get you sports now. And KGO's Rich Walkoff and a new day under Mike, huh?
Yeah, well, Mike Singletary is known as Samurai Mike for the way he played and those fiery ways. And, boy, he was given the shake-em-up, fire-em-up speech yesterday after his first practice with the 49ers. So loud they could hear him all over 49 Centennial Boulevard. And he was screaming, "I want my tickets," alluding to the playoff tickets he hopes the team will be looking to get for family and friends. Tackle Jonas Jennings called it a double scoop of intensity. Linebacker Takeo Spikes on Singletary.
"I had the opportunity to spend more time, more than anybody, just because he was our position coach. I know some of the things that he stand firm on, some of the things that he believes in, that we live by in the linebacker room. And so with that type of emotion that he believe in and everything, his beliefs, he's going to spread that throughout the whole team."
All right, show up on Sunday against the Seahawks. And the Raiders, a huge challenge going to Baltimore to take on a Ravens team that has got one of the toughest defenses in the league. But new coach Tom Cable said the way that Jamarcus Russell finished in a flourish in that overtime win against the Jets should be a learning tool and a motivator all rolling one.
"Well, I think it raises the bar. I took so much from the end of that game, how he managed it, the two big throws, obviously targeting both of them really well. The throw to Miller was a deal where Zach came across the face of the safety and he put it on his front pad. And to me, that's big growth with what was on the line."
Yeah, unfortunately, Russell is completing only 37% of his passes in four road games and 62% at home. And then there are the Phillies. Chase Utley's homer early. Cole Hamels pitched great through a seven. Phillies take game one of the World Series 3-2 over the Rays, game two tonight. And Jeremy Roenick, the former Flyer, was the shootout goal winner for the Sharks, 7-6 over the Philadelphia Flyers. That was their sixth straight loss. The Sharks have won 6 of 7. Rich Walkoff for KGO Radio Sports. Buy 4 Michelin tires this week at Big O. Receive a free emergency roadside kit.
KGO News Time, 7:56.
Your Money with Lynn Jimenez live from the NYSE. Checking the markets next on KGO.
The men's store at Macy's is celebrating fall with the men's wardrobe event. It's the perfect time to build your professional dress and casual wardrobe with essentials from top designers, including Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole, Calvin Klein, and DKNY. Get the season's great classics from Jones New York, Jeffrey Bean, and Eagle. Plus, find the collections only available at Macy's from Alfani, Club Room, Tasso Elba, and Donald Trump. Our expert staff is on hand to help you put together your best looks. Hurry, Macy's men's wardrobe event is...
Why was that driver in such a hurry? He saw the car in the other lane stop, and he decided to go around it. He wasn't looking for my mom in the crosswalk. I really miss her.
Please, look for pedestrians. When a car stops in front of you, slow down and be prepared to stop. Someone may be crossing the street. Think of the impact you can make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
KGO News Time, 7:57.
Lynn Jimenez watching Wall Street live from the NYSE in San Francisco. Good morning, Lynn.
Former head Fed says he's shocked at what's happened to Wall Street and the economy. Fed Chief Alan Greenspan says those who look to lenders to protect shareholders' interest, including himself, are in a state of shock disbelief. And he says the damage caused by unreasonable risk-taking will lead to a significant rise in layoffs. In essence, Greenspan acknowledged he was wrong by not calling for more regulation on derivatives or lenders. This from a very sophisticated financier. Greenspan, though, also says government is correct to step in as it has. That seems to have reassured Wall Street in the face of higher jobless claims this morning and a jump in foreclosures. The Dow up 229 at 8748. NASDAQ up 20 at 1636. The S&P 500 up 21 at 917. Indeed, at California's annual women's conference yesterday, the governor and Warren Buffett endorsed a second stimulus package that should be focused on mortgages. And this morning, the FDIC says it has authority to help homeowners by giving banks incentives to modify loans. At the NYSE San Francisco, that's your money. I'm Lynn Jimenez, KGO Radio News.
7:58 at KGO. Let's get you to 8 with KGO Stan Burford.
Antioch Bridge, southbound 160, midspan, stall. Castro Valley 580 troubles, Gary Hansen.
Oh, what a mess. Westbound 580. If you're coming out of Dublin, right about Rowell Ranch, you're going to hit the brakes, stop and go traffic through Dublin Canyon all the way down to the BART station where an early crash has cleared.
Southbound 880 driving along the super commuter, John Whalen.
That slow ride through Fremont improves greatly just south of South Mission.
More traffic on the 8s. I'm Stan Burford, KGO Radio News.
Today, record temperatures possible. Today's highs mostly 70s and 80s at the coast. 80s Bay, 80s, 90s in the warmest inland areas. And then some cooling near the coast tomorrow through Sunday. All right, let's come up on 8 o'clock. What's going on, Brett?
I'm Brett Burkhardt for Jennifer Jones. It's Ed Baxter. And the car of a woman missing out of the East Bay has been found. Also, questions over whether some vote-by-mail ballots won't be counted are being answered by the post office.
The governor wants help for people facing foreclosure. The